weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, sunny skies and hot temperatures, upper 90s. We'll see heat values as high as 103. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, low as 76. Wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, still continuing with warm temperatures with a high near 98. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 74. Currently, it's 77.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Kansas man who admitted he stole more than $275,000 in merchandise from a store where he worked has been sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison. Federal prosecutors say Craig Sullivan of Olathe was sentenced yesterday for wire fraud. He was also ordered to pay full restitution to Gary Gribble's Running Sports. Sullivan admitted he stole the merchandise, then sold it via Craigslist. Federal immigration officials are being sued by the families of two people who authorities say were killed by a Mexican national in the U.S. illegally. The lawsuit filed in Kansas City alleges immigration and customs enforcement officials negligently allowed Pablo Serrano Vitorino to stay in the country illegally before he allegedly killed four people in Kansas and one in Missouri last year. And take note, temperatures could reach near 100 today in parts of the state. Mid-America Network News.
Your AC is blowing hot air. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics R134A refrigerant with leak sealer. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's transform a space. Let's paint some walls. The Home Depot has everything you need to make it easy. From 3M Patch Plus Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape to Behr Paint. It's all here. So let's work smarter. Let's prep smarter and get results that take a room from no to whoa. Prep, paint, perfect. Available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Authorities say a person who suffered critical injuries after falling 25 feet in Topeka was likely trying to jump a gap between two bridges. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the male was transported to a Topeka hospital Sunday evening with injuries that are considered life-threatening. He's believed to be between the ages of 17 and 20. Topeka Police Lieutenant Aaron Jones says the male victim likely thought he could land safely or that there was something to catch him. A former caretaker set to go on trial this fall on charges alleging that she doctored the will of her Western Kansas employer to make herself the primary beneficiary of his more than $20 million estate. The Hutchinson News reports that the federal mail fraud trial for Wanda Oborney is set for November 14th in Wichita. She's free on $25,000 bond. She was indicted back in January. It's alleged the money was intended for Fort Hays State University Foundation and not her. I'm Rick Averett. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a smoky fire destroyed a northeast Nebraska business. Firefighters dispatched a little after 3:10 Sunday afternoon to the Tiger Town Food and Floral Center in downtown Osmond. The three-story brick building wasn't open at the time, and no injuries are reported. The blaze left the Pierce County community without a grocery store for its 770 or so residents. The Nebraska Attorney General's office warning the public about a Florida-based company that officials say is running an insurance scam. The Attorney General's office said in a news release it received notice that the scam artists are posing as Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Officials say the scam artists using fake Google and Manta listings bearing Blue Cross's logo and web address, along with bogus physical addresses in Omaha. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners Monday received information on the 2018 health insurance. Washington County employees pay 20% of the state's suggested rate, with the county picking up the balance. Commissioners asked Beverly Finlayson if she was interested in the appraiser's position. She indicated she was willing to take an interim position not to exceed 6 months. A motion was approved to hire Bev Finlayson as interim Washington County appraiser until a new county appraiser is hired. The county is currently advertising for that position. The individual will be responsible for administrative, technical, and supervisory work in directing the appraisal activities. The appraiser is responsible for installing and maintaining records and data relating to all property in the county. Minimum qualifications include 3 to 4 years appraisal experience, high school diploma or equivalent, and must be qualified by the Director of Property Evaluation as an eligible Kansas appraiser. The individual must have a general license from the Kansas Real Estate Appraisal Board, a CAE or RAS designation from the International Association of Assessing Officers, or an RMA designation from the state of Kansas. Starting salary will be based on experience and qualifications. Resumes will be accepted until the position is filled and may be turned in at the Washington County Clerk's Office. Washington County Commissioners continued work on the county budget Monday. Nemaha County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their meeting Monday. The Gage County Board of Supervisors received the resignation of Emergency Management Director Tim Stutzman, effective July 14th. He was hired in May of 2014. Gage County will seek a new director for emergency management. Marshall County Sheriff's Department advises they've been receiving reports of a vehicle seen snooping around properties in Marshall County, described as a newer white pickup truck driven by a male who's accompanied by a female. Authorities were able to make contact with the same vehicle and provided with a tag number direction of travel. They identified the two subjects, and their reasoning for being in the area is suspicious. However, they don't have enough to detain them at this time. Please be on the lookout for a white 2013 Chevy pickup with Nebraska tag 336 and report any suspicious activity immediately, especially to those who live out in the county or have properties they're not lived in or frequently checked on. Again, be advised, a white 2013 Chevy pickup, Nebraska tag 336. If you have information or have questions, contact the Marshall County Sheriff's Department. Darlene Brockstrom, age 88, of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial, St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Brockstrom. Verl E. Decker, age 90, of Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Graveside service Friday at 1:45 at the Hollenburg City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Verl Decker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, garlic herb tilapia, baked potato, a wheat roll, carrots, pears, and cake. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby baker's wheat bread, Malibu blend, and orange fluff. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville when you need new flooring. There's a full line of options, including carpet, vinyl, tile, and plank flooring by major brands like Mohawk, Shaw, Armstrong, and Southwind. You can trust the installation as owners John and Andy do it themselves to ensure it's done right. Quality flooring and installation available right here at Feldkamp's in Marysville. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by WeatherOlogy.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we still have an upper-level ridge across parts of the plains as well as the central northern parts of the Rockies. And with that southerly flow of winds, we're seeing very, very warm temperatures because of the warm air coming in from the south. So it does look like we are going to continue to see temperatures well into the 90s as we head throughout the rest of the day, pretty much all the way through the end of the week. We do have a heat advisory that remains in effect here until tomorrow. So looking at the forecast in our area throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low is 76, wind gusts as high as 25. As we into Wednesday, mostly sunny, still very warm with a high near 98. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 74. For Thursday, partly sunny, chance of storms in the afternoon with a high near 93. And Thursday night, we'll continue with the chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 89. Record high on this date, 106 in 1980. The average low, 69. And the record low is 53 in 1996. Just short of the century mark yesterday. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. A cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. Light wind, 77 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 11th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision, welcome home.
All rise for the Home Run Derby champion. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The 2017 MLB All-Star Game festivities kicked off with the Home Run Derby last night, and baseball's home run leader is now a Home Run Derby champion.
Swing and a fly ball center field. There it is. Aaron Judge. All rise. That's your team.
The call on ESPN Radio, Yankees rookie Aaron Judge defeated Miguel Sano of the Twins 11-10 in the final round to win the 2017 Home Run Derby. After the Derby on ESPN, Judge said he had a great time.
Had a lot of fun. A lot of good guys out here. Hope the fans enjoyed the show. There was an awesome atmosphere. Everybody put on a show here.
Judge defeated the Marlins' Justin Bour 23-22 in the first round, and Dodgers rookie Cody Bellinger 13-12 in the second round. Reigning champion Giancarlo Stanton was eliminated by Yankee catcher Gary Sanchez 17-16 in the first round. Sticking with baseball, the All-Star starters for tonight's game were announced yesterday. Red Sox ace Chris Sale gets the nod for the American League.
I'm very appreciative of it. A lot of hard work and dedication goes into this. And not only on my end, but the people I'm surrounded by.
The game starts 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The second week of Wimbledon continues this morning. Second-ranked Novak Djokovic faces Frenchman Adrian Manarino to finish out the fourth round of play. Djokovic said he isn't taking his opponent lightly.
Beat Monfils, played finals in Turkey, and he's in a good form. I am too, and hopefully I'll be able to continue playing this well and consistently.
On the women's side, quarterfinal action begins. Second-ranked Simona Halep takes on sixth-ranked Briton Johanna Konta. Halep knows she's at a disadvantage.
The English people cannot be with me tomorrow. It's not fair and it's not normal.
10th-ranked American Venus Williams is also in action. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. corn shipments to Mexico have slipped in recent months, and Mexico no longer the number one buyer of American corn. Now, this may be a sign that trade tensions are forcing the country to look elsewhere for corn, in the case the U.S. no longer a reliable supplier. Sales through May of this year were down almost 7% from a year ago at $1.04 billion. Japan has become the biggest importer of U.S. corn after boosting its purchase by 53% to $1.19 billion. Mexico began looking for other corn suppliers after President Trump's criticism, which began on the campaign trail when he said Mexico had taken advantage of the U.S. through the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mexican corn purchases are picking up as the peso rebounds from record low against the dollar in January. Leslie McNitt, public policy director for the National Corn Growers, says the sluggish pace of U.S. corn shipments to Mexico shows the trade relationship may be at risk, and they're preparing a plan B, she said. Mexico has initiated discussions with suppliers in Argentina as well as Brazil. Well, the European Union and Japan formally agreed to the outline of a free trade deal. America's pork producers want to know why the U.S. isn't moving on its own bilateral deal with Japan. That is the highest value market for U.S. pork exports. Now that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement has gone away, the U.S. needs to be moving forward quickly on a TPP type of deal with Japan, according to the industry. Now, under the old TPP, Japan's tariffs on pork would have been completely eliminated, and when their agreement is in full place, the EU will be able to sell pork at a lower tariff rate that will eventually disappear, making it harder for American pork to compete in the marketplace. More ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine and AgriPro. Well, wheat harvest 2017 is winding down across Kansas. It's been widely variable when it comes to yield and quality in each section of the state, and harvest has now moved into far northwest Kansas, and that is the rule there as well. Janie Falk Jones is the Ag Extension Agent for the Sunflower District, which encompasses Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties.
We are plugging along at harvest here, and that's kind of been the theme for harvest this year. We're getting some wonderful moisture, but you know, it's a bit of a challenge to have it during wheat harvest when we're trying to get things out of the field. And we have some guys who are wrapping up harvest, and we have others who are in the very beginning stages.
And as far as the yield and the quality of the harvest?
Like harvest, our yields, our protein test weight, all of that is just really all over the board. And that really relates back to a lot of the stresses that we've had during this growing season. A little dry when we were drilling last fall, so in some cases we have had some spotty stands and some wheat that came up really late. And then we've had time in the fall that was warm, then we had dry conditions early spring, and then we started getting moisture. With that moisture came a lot of hail. We're cutting a lot of hailed wheat. And then we had that snow that laid on wheat across part of the district, probably the southern half of Sherman County and down to Wallace County, that fell on April 30th and May 1st. Some cases we're picking wheat up off the ground down in that area. And we have yields that range everywhere from just have to harvest it, 5 or 10 bushels, clear up to 80 bushel wheat.
Bulk Jones, it says, test weights have ranged anywhere from the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only. Selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit. $89 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350 GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. One of the highlights of June Dairy Month is always the Dairy Breakfast, an opportunity to go on a working dairy farm and see how things work and also, have a really good breakfast. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
John Onken has been going to dairy breakfasts for many, many years. He's the publisher of the Agri-Dairy Business Letter in Madison, Wisconsin. He went to a couple of dairy breakfasts this year during June Dairy Month. How big were these operations, John?
One was 190 cows. They had moved from Illinois many years ago. And there's another one, the second Dane County one, I believe is 600 or 800 cows. It's a part of a family partnership.
Were these operations pretty high-tech, John?
Oh, both very modern. And both of them let people come into the power, which is not always done. Many of the dairies, they don't allow outsiders to come into their facilities. Both of these farmers did. And the visitors are kind of in awe of seeing the one with a double 12 power. I don't know what the other one was, a double 8, I believe.
One of the big issues in Wisconsin dairy land that John Onken's been following is the recent problem with Canadian purchasers of Wisconsin milk. It left about 50 Wisconsin dairies without a market temporarily. Has that all been resolved?
Yes, they're all, I think two of them retired. They were very, very small herds, 10 or 12 cows. But I tell you, every dairy farmer in the state is now has another concern. It's something they never thought of. Yeah. For 100 years, there was always people, dairy processors, lined up to take their milk. It's not true now, and farmers are concerned that they about their future markets. And I understand some dairy processors are limiting their dairies. I heard one the other day, a farmer asked a dairy plant, or told him he was going to expand. He said, yes, the plant told him, yes, but be aware you're going to pay, we're going to pay you $8 a hundred less if you have more milk next year than you have now. Yes, less than the current price.
And one more question for John Onken in Wisconsin. How's the haying season? Are they getting it done?
Oh, I think so. They've gotten through, I suppose, a couple crops now on many farms. I haven't really looked at any of the silo, any of the bunker silos, but they got around the rain.
John Onken, who keeps an eye on the dairy industry through his publication, The Agri-Dairy Business Letter, that he runs out of Madison, Wisconsin. Back after this.
Hey, did you go to the mall without me?
What are you talking about?
Your outfit, it's super cute. I know you went to the mall.
No, I stayed right around here. I just went to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They have, how shall I put this, super cute clothes. And the staff was awesome. They helped me find a shirt to go with my skirt for a perfect look. And hey, look at my necklace.
That's awesome. When are you going back?
Next week. I decided I needed a new pair of boots, too.
Fashion Direct, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas, where great prices come with friendly service.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast yet this morning. 77 degrees, though. Highs nudge the century mark again. We were just 1 degree shy of the triple-digit reading yesterday.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Save 17% off manufacturer-suggested retail price on 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Notice Motor Company. The Chevy Silverado 1500 model, regular cab priced at $35,080, double cab at $37,657, crew cab at $41,156. Save 17% off on 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups. See the Notice Motor Company in Marysville for details.
Kansas America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt and the Kansas City Chiefs announced yesterday that the club has named Brett Veach the seventh general manager in franchise history. Veach enters his first season as an NFL general manager and his 11th year in the National Football League. He'll report directly to Hunt on all player personnel matters. Prior to being elevated, he previously served as the Chiefs' co-director of player personnel. Kansas State senior quarterback Jesse Ertz and junior defensive back DJ Reed named to the 2017 preseason watch lists for the Maxwell and Bednarik Awards, respectively. The Maxwell Football Club making the announcement yesterday. The honors are the first of each player's career. Ertz was the MVP of the 2016 Texas Bowl, and Reed picked up 2016 Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year honors. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football single-game tickets are on sale now at kstatesports.com. Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder and the Wildcats host 7 games this fall in America's number one college town, including matchups with Oklahoma,